an umbrella
a session almost. So,
you know, there is, yeah, because people attract a few. See, I think a lot of it is bluff in cookery, in most of the arts. A lot of it is, oh yes, we've eaten Thai, and people like to, you know, wear the badge or the medal as the Prince Philip would have done, but without actually experiencing it. And that's what I'm trying to get again. How do you know when you got the real deal? Again, a great Thai meal would be what?
Well, a great Thai meal would be like a salad, which, you know, like things like a grapefruit salad, which is fantastic.
See, I never can connect that with Thai. Grapefruit
that's
salad, never.
Really, yeah? That's really Thai. Things like green curry, green chicken curry, and that's really wonderful. A lot of Brits know about curry, but it's very different from Indian curry. Lots of fish dishes cooked in coconut milk. And lots of chilies. I love those little, like, they're deadly. You know what they call them, the small Thai chilies? In Australia, they call them scuds. Like scud missiles.
Oh, scud missiles!
Because when they get in your mouth.
Oh, man, I can't see. That's a big drawback here between you, because hot food and I just don't get on at all. Oh, again, when I'm a real wuss in Indian restaurants, I'm afraid korma is as hot as I go. And I have friends who can eat fowls like, you know, mother's milk, but no, I can't do all of that.
I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, I'm very adventurous. I'll always go off menu, I'll try what I can, but I've learned that I simply don't enjoy it, and once I start get the sweat on, it doesn't take much. But I enjoy what I enjoy eating and stuff, and
that's
pretty good.
They hide them. You don't know they're there, and you can eat it for like, you can have half a plate full, think this is fine, and suddenly one of them pops up.
They're like little mines.
I'm terrified I'm going to get a seed under my finger. Now it's going to go into my eye in the night. And then, I know you shouldn't approach food that way, but I'm in permanent crisis, Ken. What can I tell you? So what is the book?
Yes, it's Foolproof Thai Cookery, and it's by BBC, of course. And it's sort of step-by-step. It's 40 of the sort of biggest hits of Thai cooking. You know, a lot of noodle dishes, a lot of rice dishes. And it's what people want to cook at home, too. Uh-huh. They want to whip up something really nice, and they want to know how to
do it. Is it on the back of a series or just a book?
Well, we might do a series with it, because people seem to be asking for it. I did one with the Chinese one. Foolproof Chinese.
Sure, yeah.
So we might do a Thai one as well.
How about the what are you lousy at? Is there a thing you put your hand?
Yeah, what can you cook?
My steak and kidney pie is pretty ghastly.
Really?
Yes, I do.
That's
do
so reassuring to a lot of people. We know what to cook when Ken comes round then.
No, that's the only thing I can do.
I make a wrecked egg sandwich. Nobody else does it. I've cooked it for a couple of chefs who, you know,
How hard is it to make
it? Egg sandwich, and it's all it is, and again, everyone I think always going so, you know, to the end of the market, but it's you know, indigenous street food is sometimes very tasty, and thickly buttered bread, right, and butter,
toasted,
and then you get
just bread,
whipped up eggs in kind of a, you know, just whip them up, and then cut tomato into it, right, and so you've got basically a tomato omelette sandwich, right, and then it has to be, there's a certain sauce out of Yorkshire called Hammond's brown sauce, and that in it. And everyone goes, oh, my God, look, it's slop. The bread starts to melt and stuff. And everyone goes, oh, we're awful. And you say, go on, oh, I couldn't. Don't just try it. And they go, oh, that's really good, actually, isn't it? And it is a tremendous thing. My wrecked egg sandwich has my little copyright next to it. What is your speciality dish, having talked about what you can't do? What is your signature dish?
Baked beans and toast.
Very good. Earlier on, we heard...
But they do taste better as well, don't they?
Earlier on, we had Tony from Camberwell called us, and whether he was trying to steal a bit of limelight, we don't know. All offence, Tony. He said he worked in Selfridges once, and you were doing a demonstration there, and they ruined your wok. They scrubbed the hell out of it while you took a break. Is there any truth in this story? Because he said he was starved at the time.
Probably right. And you have to scream at them.
He said, you were taken off to the executive board, and thank you very much, and teasing all that all around, so I better be going. And somebody turned up with it in a couple of teeth. I said, oh, some of them marks wouldn't come out, but we scrubbed it and it's all right. It only reminded me, I laughed along with it, but I actually wasn't aware you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
The blacker the wok, the better the cook.
Is that the way it works?
It has to be really... Especially a seasoned wok, you just cook it until it's black as this microphone.
Isn't there anything? Doesn't it hold, you know, old meals in there? Isn't there the word botulism?
You know what I say? Anything that survives that heat deserves to live.
I see. And you find it's tend to be men who otherwise aren't particularly into cooking who get well into that.
Men go nuts over it. I mean, it's amazing how many women. I get all these women that come up and kiss me and say, "Oh, thank you for teaching my, you know, husband how to cook. I can't get him out of the kitchen now."
Yeah. Well, and, you know, cook some. Way to go before I actually get there, Ken, but thank you very much for joining us this morning. give us again. It's called?
Sure. Foolproof Thai Cookery. Uh-huh. It's by BBC Books, and it's just been published day before yesterday.
And you say foolproof, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Even really? For Dan.
Even for any of us. Come on, who's going to have a go at Thai cookery? Who's going to have a go at that? Well, now we can. Thank you very much indeed, Ken Holm. All the best with it. Thank you for putting up with the otherwise jokes and nonsense. And I have the... before you go down, somebody give me a pen. I'll jot down, because what you do, you take two eggs, right? Remember this. You whip them up.
Yes, a few.
You cut in a tomato, and...